Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. So grateful that you have clicked through again today. We're on the road in Lanesboro, Minnesota. Now, what are we doing here? Well, there's a Bike World charter, and there's bicycles, and there's my bride, and there's all that kind of stuff that you have to do when you get married, of course. And mostly just say yes, dear, and you go along for the ride. So while we're in Lanesboro, Minnesota, we had to go someplace to borrow Wi-Fi so that we might be able to put the broadcast on the air today. Where did we end up? The Pedal Pusher Cafe. And with us are the owners. Her name is Angie. His name is Scott. They are the Taylors, and this truly is a family affair. Welcome, Scott. Good to have you on the Business News Hour.
Good to be here.
Wow. This cute place. We'll have photographs up on the radio blog, of course. Your bride tells me you've been doing this for 14 years.
We 14 years. We moved back to town and
moved back from where?
We were in Rochester at the time, about 40, 50 miles away.
So what were you guys doing before you decided to become restaurateurs?
I was an ag business consultant working for a financial company and thought I needed more business experience. So I thought, what a great idea.
Yeah. Open a restaurant. Open a restaurant. Let's see how fast we can burn through that cash.
So took about a year and a half before I was broke and had to quit my job and start full-time with the restaurant.
Good for you. Yeah, good. Good for you. I indicated, Angie, that this is a family affair. And you got, what, four children, you said?
Yes, we have four kids, age 21 down to 10. And with the business as well, I've been in restaurants for 35 years.
Oh, so you...
So I had a background.
Got it.
You're
the brains. He's the guy that washes the dishes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm totally into it now.
Yes.
This is a busy place. While we've sat here for the past hour, hour and a half or so, lots of people coming in and out. Give us an overview of what the Pedal Pusher Cafe is like. Who do you cater to? What's the main source of business for you guys? I've seen people of all ages here.
Well, Lanesboro is a bit of a tourist destination.
Yeah, only 800 people.
It brings a lot of different type of people to town. We have active people on the bikes and on the river. We have live theater in town. We have several art galleries. And, you know, it's a nice fall day. It's just a good scenic place to go for a drive, too. So, we have a lot of different classes of tourists coming into town. And we also try to cater to the local and area people to give them a nice destination as well.
You know, one of the things I noticed when I came through town on the bus, by the way, big honking bus, it was a very comfortable ride from Des Moines, but was every single storefront is full. I didn't see any empty store.
When I grew up here in the 80s, there was maybe two open stores. So it was just about a ghost town, almost dead, and the state bike trail went through town. A couple of B&Bs moved in. A couple of theaters started. And 5 years later, it was a going thing.
That's what I want to talk about next is the economics of Lanesboro. You indicated the bike trail. How important has the bike trail been to the renaissance of Lanesboro?
It's a piece of it. It's not the whole thing by any means, but it is an anchor. Several rental and outfitter businesses are able to stay in business through the trail, and it brings a lot of people.
You have a river out here as well. Is that something that also contributes?
Yeah, there's a lot of tubing traffic, a lot of kayaks and canoeing as well, and fishing. We're a lot of the premier trout streams in the Midwest are right around this area as well.
Well, you know, one of the things, Angie, that I've noticed while I've been here is obviously you can tell a tourist town. You really can, because everybody needs to be nice to everybody.
Yep.
It's kind of the way it goes,
yeah.
Right? Why Lanesboro? Did you guys see something 14 years ago that has since blossomed into something that's been more rewarding?
Well, my husband was born and raised here in Lanesboro, and I was from Preston, which is 8 miles away. Once we started our family, we had originally thought of sort of moving away from small town and being into bigger cities and pursuing different careers. And then as our family got larger, we decided it might be a good idea to move closer to parents and be closer to home.
Sure.
And the opportunity to purchase the building for where Pedal Pushers is now became available. And we jumped at it. We thought this is a great way to get back.
It's right on the corner. It's a beautiful location.
Beautiful location. With my background and his knowledge in agriculture, knowing different cuts and different of animals and his ag background, it was just a perfect fit for the two of us to come into business here.
How has business changed over the past 14 years?
It's every year has grown bigger and bigger and bigger. When we started in 2000, and it was actually February of 2005, so this is our 14th season, we were more of a burger joint. Our restaurant has evolved over the years and become trendier or following the what's healthier.
Sure, whatever the trends are that the consumer wants.
Yep. And that's really what, you know, we have focused mostly on local products for the last 12 years, and that's kind of geared our menu, and we've become really, really well known as a destination for healthier eating, gluten-free, locally sourced, farm-to-table type things. So
that really is important, and that is something that's relatively new over the past 5 years or so, where people are taking advantage of knowing where their food actually comes from. Final question, if we can, before we have to break and get into the rest of the broadcast today. Tell us a little bit about the future of Lanesboro. Let's put on those crystal glasses. Before I get to that, did I notice a feedlot here next to the truck? What is that? What is all that about? You're with the ag degree. What the heck is that?
We have a live cattle auction facility in town here, one of the few remaining in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And it puts there's a lot of head that move through town and trailers on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Got it. Well, here I'm coming down here on the trail. I had to walk, by the way, from the campsite to here because I'm schlepping all this paraphernalia. But as I'm walking, I'm hearing the mooing and the bawling, and I'm going, what the heck is this? And I pass by that. It's an auction site.
Yeah. Ag is still a pretty key component of the economy around here. Uh-huh. We still have a lot of beef cattle, dairy farms, as well as mixed crops.
Before we get into the future of Lanesboro, I thought of another question. See, I always lie. So I have one more question, then I have multiple questions. One of the things I think that may contribute to the success of you folks in this tiny town of 800 people is the location. You're strategically located between, Rochester and Austin and several other larger cities?
Yeah, for people that are doing day trips, it's a great destination, just an hour or two drive in the car. And what we have seen over the last 10 years is people go for longer day trips. Mm. That, you know, it used to be we could pull people from 40 or 50, 60 miles on a day trip. We have a lot of people coming from 100-plus miles, especially out of the Twin Cities, for a day trip to Lanesboro.
Wow, pretty interesting stuff. Angie, let me ask you. Go ahead. Yeah, please.
What I know about Lanesboro with us being a destination is that we also don't allow our chamber doesn't allow chains to come into town.
Right.
So every business is owner operated.
Yeah, that's so important.
It's really important. So it's not cookie cutter, same town that you can go anywhere.
Right.
So it's all very unique shops and restaurants here in town.
As we look to the future, what do you see as the future for a tiny little community like Lanesboro, which, by the way, I was so impressed that you guys have a theater here. It rolls for 5 or 6 months out of the year, and they have all these performances. That's pretty astounding that you have all that talent here in this part of the country. Well, what do you see going forward, Scott?
I'm optimistic about the future just because of kind of societal trends, and as things become more city-centered and more metropolitan and less rural people and businesses and activities, a place like Lanesboro becomes even more special to the people that don't having grown up in this and experienced this.
Right. So folks that are in the brick and mortar and steel and concrete jungles that we have out there, take a look at places like this and with an idyllic set of glasses.
Yep. But as you know, as we look at population decreases in the rural areas too, that you know that creates some challenges for finding employees and keeping all the businesses going.
I didn't ask you that question, but that was one of the questions we ask every restaurant, every business, as a matter of fact. You know, we just today posted the unemployment rate in the state of Iowa at 2.5%. That's the lowest it's been, I think, almost forever. I'm not sure what it is here in Minnesota, but it's relatively close to that. I suspect finding employees is tough.
Yeah, we've struggled, especially as a seasonal business, to find good staff. We've been very fortunate, and we have a great crew, but I know a lot of businesses are really struggling to stay open full hours because of staff shortages.
Yeah, well, I saw several help wanted signs as we walked down here, and maybe I can apply.
There's plenty of dishes to wash.
See if I can get a real job.
You don't even have to apply.
Just walk in and say, hey, yeah, can you read? Thanks so very much for spending some time with us. I really appreciate it. You have been listening to Scott and Angie Taylor from the Pedal Pusher Cafe. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.